Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, I just want to invite you to Deer Run. If you're in the South Bend, Mishawaka, greater Michiana area, living here or visiting, definitely join us for our Sunday morning worship gatherings at 10:30 a.m. Also, this coming Sunday, we'll have a fellowship time and a concert and worship time with Mitch McVicker. The light meal at 5 p.m. Concert and worship begins at 6 p.m. And encourage you to come out and enjoy the fellowship, enjoy the concert, enjoy the worship time. And it's a free will offering, and so no admission charge, and just come and fellowship. Talking and praying this week about asking for help and the times that we need help. For many, it's a difficult thing to do, to ask for help. And one of the reasons is, in order to ask for help, we have to both realize and admit that we need help. And so we're talking and praying throughout the week about how God is our help, how He desires to help us, and hopefully it gives us the courage, kind of a strange combination, the courage and the humility to ask for help, and to be confident that God provides. And today we're talking specifically and praying about asking for help when we're weak and when we can't do it alone, when we're just not strong enough. And this isn't simply a physical strength issue. When we're weak physically, but also when we're weak mentally, emotionally, spiritually, when we're worn down, when we're discouraged, when we just can't do it on our own. Now, the truth is, for every one of us, that really is all the time. We can't do it on our own. We try. And even when we try, and even when we think we're doing it on our own, we're really not. It's God who enables us to accomplish any good thing. Without God, without His power behind the physical design of this body, we don't breathe, our heart doesn't beat. Nothing can happen. When John writes, and he says, all things that have been made were made by Him. All things are under His control. And so we cry out to God, we ask for help when we're feeling weak, and when we recognize the One who is our strength. Looking to this today at Psalm 22, verse 19, but You, O Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to help me. This recognition that God is strength. You'll see this theme repeated throughout the book of Psalms. The psalmist is very much aware at multiple times throughout his life, throughout his experience, of how weak he is and how strong God is. And I believe it's good for us to remind ourselves and to remind one another of all the work that God is doing and has done and will do in us and through us, in order to maintain that spirit of humility, that recognition that we didn't really do it, God did. You see, pride is one of those elements of life that creep in and grows because we kind of like it. And God continually calls us to understand how weak we are. Paul writes and he says that it is in his weakness, and the same is true for each one of us. It's in our weakness that Christ's strength can be made obvious. It can be made visible. It can be made known. And the message of the gospel, what Paul would write as the foolishness of the gospel, is only foolishness to those who are perishing, but it's the wisest of all wisdom to those who are being saved. You see, God desires to help us when we're weak. He desires that we would recognize how near He is. And the psalmist writes and cries out for God to be near. The good news for every one of us is that God's presence doesn't move. It's everywhere. You find a man called to be God's spokesman to the people of Nineveh who decides that rather than do what God wants, he will hide by going in an opposite direction. And even in his great attempt to flee from God's presence, he could not. And when God sends a storm and this man is thrown overboard, Jonah finds himself in the belly of a great fish, and even there, he could not hide from God's presence. I'm not sure that there's a lot of weakness that we experience in every aspect of the word that would be greater than being stuck in the belly of a great fish. And in our greatest weakness, God's presence is not far away. And His presence comes with a desire to help. I think of Adam and Eve in the garden, who walked with God, who talked with God, who enjoyed the very presence of God, and then they sinned. And sin does what sin always does. It creates a desire on our part to hide from God. And even in the midst of their attempts to hide, God's presence was there. And God's presence knew where they were, and God's presence was not there to condemn them, which is, I believe, why they were hiding. They were fearful. In fact, they say, "We were hiding because we were naked and we were afraid." But God's presence was near with a desire to help. And when we are weak, we recognize God's not trying to find us, but God's trying to make His presence known to us in order to help. Not to laugh at us, not to make fun of us, not to do all of the things that the world does when we are weak, but to lift us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to empower us through His Spirit to do what we can't do, but what He can do. You see, we go to God in our weakness, and we humbly submit as an empty vessel, as a broken vessel, as a weak vessel, as a useful vessel, allowing God to fill us with His desire, with His purpose, with His will, with His calling in our life. And we continue to look to Him because we continue to be weak in our own flesh. And it's not that we all of a sudden become strong. It's all of a sudden we know where our strength lies. And it's contained in the presence of God with us. As I mentioned Sunday, the phrase that we really ought to grasp hold of and remind ourselves of every day, that God would say to each one of us directly. He already says it through His Word. May we accept it through His Spirit. That when God calls us to do whatever it is, to share Jesus with a fellow student, with a co-worker, with a neighbor, with a family member, to serve the oppressed, to love our enemies, to care for the sick and the needy, and all of the things that God says we ought to be doing, all of the things that represent Jesus, I believe His direction to each one of us is, you can do it. I can help. And God's help is the only way we can do it. The only way we can do it effectively, the only way we can do it in a manner that pleases and honors Him. And so when we're weak, instead of giving up, we cry out to God for help. And we find His strength. And we carry on. And we strengthen one another, not with the strength that we have, but with the strength we've been strengthened with. That's the strength of God's Spirit. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It gives us what we need in order to accomplish all good things. And Father, especially in those times when we recognize our own weakness, we find ourselves in a position to be used more effectively because we find ourselves in a position of humility rather than a position of pride. And so, Father, forgive us for those times of arrogance when we think we're it. And that You're lucky to have us serving You and that we're so good. And that our strength lies in ourself, in our own ability, in our own wisdom, in our own life. And so, God, help us to be more accurately observant of our weakness. Not in order to overcome it by our power, but in order to open it up to You working in it and through it and providing the strength that we need. And Father, for those times that we feel that we are too weak to love our enemies, those times that we feel that we are too weak to share Jesus with our fellow student, those times where we feel that we are too weak to serve our neighbor, those times that we feel we are too weak to speak with grace, to show mercy, to act justly, to walk humbly with You. Father, in those times when we feel that we are too weak, may we cry out to You for help, knowing that Your strength is enough. And so, God, today, help us to live not by our might or by our power, but by the Spirit of Your Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, who strengthens us for the task at hand. Not strengthening in a way that we beat up people, that we're stronger than anyone else, but strengthens us in a way that we live with a patient endurance, with a faithful endurance, that we press on toward that high calling, that heavenly calling, that faithful calling. And we represent Jesus well, because your Spirit lives within us, and it strengthens us for the task at hand. It strengthens us in our weakness. And may we be constantly aware of your presence, a presence that desires not to punish us, but to help us. And so, God, today in our weakness, may you be seen as strong. And in our weakness, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.